This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Very fired up, Julian Edelman. Always is.
On the Games with Names podcast.
Yep,
I believe is where that was. Robert Kraft on with Jules, as it were. I have heard that line from Kraft so many times, it's not funny this offseason. He said it was Schefter on his podcast when they were at the Fanatics Fest. He said it, I think, when they introduced Mike Vrabel.
Yeah.
He might have said it after they fired Mayo. Like, I have heard that now so many times from Robert Kraft.
Well, he knows there's a lot of different audiences, so I kind of respect that. You, just because you say it
Good
once
point.
Doesn't mean everybody in the world
point,
has heard Keith. It. So every time you're on any podcast or any platform, if you say the same story,
the
at
audience
least,
is always changing.
100%.
That's true.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not just locked in for four straight hours, as much as we'd like them to be.
I wish they were.
They're not just locked in for four straight hours.
We get it. Good you have point. A life to live.
Okay. I have heard that quite a few times, though, from Kraft. He's sticking to his talking
yeah.
points there.
Yeah.
Worst 2 years of my life.
Right.
After my family, Patriots are the most important thing to me, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, very good.
I think this is the year we're going to turn it around. So we'll hold that. He said it so many times, we are going to hold that against him.
Uh-huh.
If you're not better and it's another crummy year, then get ready for it. That's going to come back around. But I would expect him to be better. And there's a lot of ways you can listen to Jones and Keefe here. Hour number two, we'll check in with Rob Bradford at 11:30. We'll get to Brady, more dating rumors coming up.
Va-va-voom.
Va-va-voom indeed. That's the right terminology.
Yeah.
But you can stream WEEI anytime on the Odyssey app, as well as the iHeartRadio and TuneIn apps. A lot of ways you can listen to Jones and Keefe. The coaching staff has been upgraded, Keefe. But I feel similar to the talent discussion we had yesterday. And by the way, just following up on that, Jeremy Fowler released the safety list today. Duggar got at least a vote.
Oh, he did.
He was in the also receiving votes category. Not the top 10.
No.
Not the honorable mentions.
Oh.
But he did get a vote after that.
How many honorable mentions were there?
He was in the third tier.
I think there were four or five. Hang on. I'll get you the answer.
So he's a top 20 safety?
I believe he checked in at 18th by my math.
18th yeah. safety.
Number 18 right. safety in football, Kyle Duggar.
Okay. Yeah.
So other than that, I'm cool.
I'll get you the exact math on that. It's going to take me a second.
Yeah, no, but that's fine. But ballpark, he's not a top 15 safety anyway.
No. Hang on. I have
All right.
it here. Okay, so they have the top 10. Hamilton, Branch, McKinney, Bates, Joseph, James, Winfield, Baker, Fitzpatrick, just traded, and Julian Love. Then you get your honorable mentions. Holland, Brandon Jones, Gardner Johnson, Mooring, Bullock. You have Moore also receiving votes.
Yikes.
Justin Reed, Jalen Petrie?
Sure.
From the Texans?
Yep.
And then Kyle Duggar. By my math, that's 18.
Who voted for him?
Ahead of Hufanga, Harrison Smith, Grant Delpit, and Quentin Lake, who I've also never heard.
All right. In your face.
So there you go. But similar to the Patriots' talent upgrade, and that's the first Patriot to receive a vote in that series from scouts, execs, coaches. I know the Patriots' talent's better than a year ago. It'd be hard to be worse.
Yeah,
You made the case yesterday. They're actually better at every individual position,
yep,
which I think is fair. They upgraded every position. They upgraded the coaching staff as well. And that for sure means head coach and offensive coordinator. D coordinator is a gray area. They weren't well coordinated last year, but the guy they hired, I don't actually know if he's going to be coaching anytime soon because of a health scare for Terrell Williams. So I'm not actually really even sure who the D coordinator is going to be in the meantime.
Right.
But I'd say confidently they upgraded their head coach. They upgraded their offensive coordinator. Let's start with Vrabel. How many wins do you think Mike Vrabel is worth upgrading from Gerard Mayo a year ago?
So I would think a couple right off the rip. But one thing that gives me pause on this is going into the 2023 season, we knew that it wasn't a very good roster. And at that point, I know people had started to fracture off of whether or not Bill Belichick was the best coach in the league anymore, or if he was a top five coach, or like where was he? Was it just his roster, or was it also his X's and O's and things like that? But in that whole discussion, we talked about what's the floor for a Bill Belichick team? Because the 8-win team in 2022 or the 7-win team in 2020 weren't like great teams by any stretch. And yet you felt like, at least I did at the time, that you had an advantage in coaching most days or most weekends, and you got 7 wins out of a bad team. You got 8 wins out of a bad team. But then when you got 4 with Bill, you're like, oh, all right.
Yeah, maybe there's not much of an advantage there.
Maybe there isn't. Or I guess the counter would be maybe he no longer was the best coach in the league, or maybe he no longer was the fifth or sixth or seventh best coach in the league. Maybe you could make that argument. But to go from Mayo, this is going to sound like just piling on Mayo, but to go from maybe the worst coach in the league, like going from Bobby Valentine to John Farrell makes John Farrell look a lot better than he really is.
Yeah.
So Mike Vrabel, who already has a track record, we already know who Mike Vrabel is, but for Mike Vrabel to replace Mayo, I feel like that's at least 2 more wins. They played so many close games that just having Mike Vrabel, does he win a couple more of those ones? Like he can't. I don't think he's going to make, you know, all their guys turn into all pros overnight. But can he win a couple games that Mayo would have lost?
Okay.
I think so.
Well, so this might be a good way to do it. You just and maybe we're just stumbling into this, but you said they had the advantage with Bill Belichick. It felt like for a long time, which I would agree with.
I thought so. Yeah.
By the end, maybe not.
Yeah.
And who knows? Maybe all along they really didn't. It was all about Brady. But that's another discussion for another day.
Yeah.
Not the point. Let's look at the schedule for a moment, shall we?
Yeah. Oh, coach matchups.
Let's go coaching matchups.
Coach matchups.
How many, and let's, if we agree on both,
yeah.
I'll add them to the list. Let's see how many coaching advantages the Patriots
have. All right. Coach check marks.
Week one.
Yeah. Well,
Vegas.
This is a good one.
Vrabel or Pete Carroll?
I'd say Vrabel.
You would?
I would.
You know what? Let's start easy. I'll,
okay. You're not going to fight me on that one?
I'm not going to fight you right out of the gate, too.
I'd say Mike Vrabel.
I don't want to be a Will Clark right away, Keith.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's.
If Pete Carroll was, and he was available, and Mike Vrabel's available, would you have advocated for Pete Carroll here over Vrabel?
No.
I mean, obviously, there's a history, but you know what I'm saying? Like, just in general, I would rather have Vrabel.
Pete Carroll is a more successful NFL coach than Mike Vrabel.
Yeah.
But who would I rather have right now? Mike Vrabel.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Okay? Like, Bill Belichick's more successful. Who would I rather have?
Right.
I'd rather have Vrabel right now.
Exactly.
Mike McDaniel or Mike Vrabel?
I'm one of the last Mike McDaniel defenders, but I would probably have to say Vrabel.
I also say Vrabel.
Yeah.
Interesting. Tomlin or Vrabel?
Tomlin.
That one, I'd go Tomlin.
Although, go Tomlin.
I think they're due for their first losing season this year.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers could be the face of that.
Why am I blanking on the guy in Carolina?
Is it Canales?
What's his name? Dave Canales. Thank you.
Yeah, I'd go Vrabel.
Canales or Vrabel? Same.
I'd go Mike Vrabel. So right off the rip,
we got
3-1.
There's 4.
In honor of Mike Vrabel.
Well, and then remember, there's 2 Miami matchups.
Yeah.
McDermott or Vrabel?
So I actually don't think McDermott's very good, but the guy's been a wagon there in Buffalo. I think you probably have to give it to McDermott, but with sort of like a not solely convinced, and I also feel like he maybe is even holding them back a little bit. Like maybe if the Bills don't break through, you're going to look back and be like, maybe they could have upgraded a coach, but it's hard not to give it to him just because of the playoff appearances and success.
I am still going to give it to Sean McDermott.
Yeah.
Okay. So
reluctantly.
That's not one. So Tomlin and McDermott are the two that we won't give him. How about Kellen Moore in New Orleans?
I'll go with Mike Vrabel.
Okay.
Over Kellen Moore.
I would too.
Yeah.
Let's keep going here. Brian Callahan?
No, please.
That's Vrabel.
Please.
Add that to the list.
Brian Callahan.
Here's a good one. Kevin Stefanski in Cleveland or Vrabel. Better coach. This is a 2-time coach of the year in Kevin Stefanski.
So he has a mess of a roster and a disaster of a quarterback situation, but I actually like Stefanski. I would say Stefanski's better.
Okay, good. Let's
I would.
You know what? We need some on the other side, Keith.
People will probably
agree with you.
People will probably push back on that, but that is a lose scenario. And he was the guy there. He's the guy that had the first win.
If you could have Stefanski or Vrabel here, who would you rather have?
Stefanski.
Me too, yeah. Just because of the offensive the way it would skew offensively.
Yeah.
I don't know Stefanski as much as you, but I would rather have an offensive coach here than the defensive one.
He got those guys to the playoffs, right? He was the first coach to go to the playoffs in Cleveland since Belichick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
With Flacco.
Yeah.
They were like tearing it up with Flacco.
And although they weren't as good without AVP.
Guess who's back?
Flacco.
The Flack man.
Yeah.
Raheem Morris or Vrabel?
I'm going to go with Vrabel.
I would too. How about in Tampa?
Todd Bowles.
Thank you. Todd Bowles.
So... Yeah, no, I'd go with Mike Vrabel. I'd rather have Mike Vrabel.
Too. Tampa's a better team, but
I'd rather have their roster. I'd rather have their quarterback, but I would go with Vrabel.
Okay. Aaron Glenn on the Jets. Tough to know.
Kind of a TBD, but still Vrabel. Yep. Gotta do it. Gotta do the exercise.
Zach Taylor or Vrabel?
Vrabel.
So
it's kind of counter because the offensive guy, but we've seen it enough, and they just missed the playoffs. Yeah.
Doesn't mean they're going to win the game.
Yeah.
They might not beat the Bengals, but purely on the coaching matchup.
Yeah, you feel better about having Vrabel than you would Zach Taylor.
I would rather have Vrabel.
Yeah. I think Zach Taylor is going to be, it's like his last legs.
Yeah, I mean, I think him and McDermott are in a bit of a similar boat.
Oh, I did see they had the updated odds for first coach fired already.
Oh.
Do you want to guess at who the first coach fired is?
Is the next guy on the list the top, Brian Daboll?
Yes.
He is?
Yes.
Brian Daboll or Mike Vrabel? You're thinking about it.
I am thinking, because I think Daboll would go back to be...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
He's an incredible offensive coordinator. And so some of that reason why I like Stefanski, but no, I'm going to go with Vrabel here. I think Vrabel's got a better command of the whole operation. But I think Daboll, like, he's just wearing these losses in New York. I think he's better than that. I'm also surprised they kept him for another year. He needs to go somewhere else. But yeah, Daboll was number one. And actually number two on that list for first coach fired, we've already mentioned. Mike McDaniel.
McDaniel's two on the list.
On the list.
Wow.
Hot seat.
Hot seat. Okay, well, doing it this way, and this is, again,
it's looking pretty good.
Not planned out, very impromptu. I have the Patriots with a coaching advantage against all but four teams. Buffalo's twice, so if you do it on coaching advantage, 12-5, they have the advantage.
Yeah. So, again,
how many wins is he worth? I mean, from four to that, I don't know how many Mayo put you on, how many he actually helped.
But when Gerard Mayo's sitting up there at the end of the year talking about all the close games, and he's saying it as almost like that's a good thing, and you're like, yeah, but you're losing all these close games. In fact, the NFL is, they love close games. The whole idea is close games. Look at the spreads every single week, the lines. There's like one double-digit spread,
week. When you're going through for your survival pool, which we all got knocked out of very quickly here on this show.
Oh, my God. But
when you're going through, there's only like one 10-point game a week.
What, three survival pools in 5 weeks?
Dude, I forgot we even did that.
Keith got knocked out by the Bengals three different times.
Three times. Damn Bengals. Never picking the Bengals again. I learned my lesson three times.
Look, you don't pick the Bengals, especially week one, but you don't pick the Bengals in September. I think
Bengals
we know
versus
that.
Patriots.
Not in the survival pool.
Lock of the century. Unbelievable. The next thing you know, Mayo's getting a Gatorade bath. Okay, like, forget it. But there's supposed to be a lot of close games.
Yeah.
The Patriots were in a lot of them. They lost almost all of them. And if you have a better coach, a guy who has a better grasp of all the game day stuff, of all clock management, all that, when to use their timeouts, all that different things, you feel like maybe you steal a game or two more, right? It's the most important coach of the four major sports. We all agree on that part of it. Because if you're like, oh, the, you know, Marco Sturm's in. Okay. Is Sturm much better or worse than Montgomery? Like, we'll see. But the coach in the NFL, that like, yeah, that makes a huge difference.
So,
morning, good afternoon. I don't know what's going on anymore.
So I think Vrabel knows what's going on.
I look at a couple of these and I'm like, oh, Tampa and Cincinnati. Would I pick the Patriots in either of those games? Probably not. But I don't know. Now that I think about it from the coaching perspective, could Vrabel steal you a game against an opponent like that?
So, yeah, I think he could.
And
now,
similarly, I look at Cleveland on the other side and go, maybe Cleveland can pick one off you.
But
in general, you have the coaching advantage, we think, in a lot of these matchups. And I don't even love Vrabel.
The quarterback matchup is usually a better one than the coach matchup, I feel like, when picking games, because Belichick lost to all of his former coordinators, and those guys were all trash head coaches, but he lost to all of them.
Good point.
He also lost to, Chip Kelly in San Francisco. He lost to Dan Campbell before Dan Campbell got good. He lost to Miami Dan Campbell. Like, he lost to all guys. You're like, wait a minute. Like, he's, like, lapping the field when it came to opposing coach competition, and they would lose some of those games. So it's not the perfect metric by any sense. But, yeah, I think Vrabel probably – I think we did this exercise right after all the teams hired their guys. Where Drake May ranks amongst quarterbacks is probably just slightly lower than where Mike Vrabel ranks amongst coaches. He's kind of, like, middle of the pack. You can't be, like, oh, he's top 10 or whatever, because, like – well, I nobody know,
we,
wanted him.
We just
last
picked
year.
Him against like every coach on
well,
the schedule.
On as, their schedule, but they also have a very easy schedule against a lot of bad teams.
It's a good point.
And so,
this is a good point. As the text line points out, you guys are making Fitzy seem like a contrarian. No way Vrabel is this good. Look, when
no,
you
we picked them. We picked some other coaches.
When you look at the schedule, there's a lot of bad teams on there.
Yeah,
the Patriots are favored in 11 of them. Their over under is 8.5, and I would say they have the coaching advantage in a lot of them. Now, some gray areas. We picked Vrabel over Pete Carroll. Present day. Not body of work, but present day. We picked him over Mike McDaniel. Other than that, I don't know how many are even that controversial.
No, they're not.
But you can discuss 617-779-7937. Do you think McDaniels is the right fit for Drake May? Like, he's clearly an upgrade over Van Pelt a year ago, we think. Is he the right fit for May?
So I would have preferred, obviously, Ben Johnson. Now he's a head coach. You're not getting him as the coordinator. But you know what I'm saying? Like, somebody like that in that offense or somebody off of the McVay tree. I know that's sort of like, oh, there's so many of them. Yeah, but a lot of them have pretty good success. And a lot of them, you at the very least, find out what that young quarterback is going to be. And you find out pretty quick. You're like, all right, this guy's good. Let's figure this out and go from there. So I still feel the same way I did. Until I see it different on the field, he is the classic – could have been better, could have been worse. In fact, we've seen it worse for 3 years. So, like, he's not the guy, the three different guys that replaced him since he left. So, like, you do have an upgrade, but I thought you could have done better.
So, me too. And I'm not buying that the offense is going to have all these new wrinkles and it's going to look different. I know the beat reporters down there can only say so much at minicamp and OTAs. We're going to be at training camp, we think. So we can get some actual looks at what's going on. I'm not buying that Josh McDaniels, after all these different stops in his career, OC with the Patriots, the Rams, back to the Patriots, now back to the Patriots again, head coach sandwich in there, disaster in Denver, disaster with the Raiders. I don't believe he's changed that much. I don't believe that he's ripped it up and created a new offense. But if he has, maybe I'll be more open to it.
All right.
The traditional McDaniels offense doesn't feel like it's going to fit a quarterback as athletic that I would want on the move as much as Drake May, but we'll see. 617-779-7937. We'll talk to Brad Folk coming up about 10 minutes from now at 11:30. He joins us every Thursday. We'll go on the clock at high noon. Work function etiquette. We got a key for madness for you at 12:45. Jake in Boston waiting patiently on a name we hear quite a bit. Go ahead, Jake.
Yeah, the Red Sox need to be all in on Paul Skeens. And yesterday... front page of today's New York Post, yesterday's development, Libby Dunn and Paul Skeens tried to buy this
Have you seen this story, Keith? Jake, I'm sorry to jump in. Have you seen this?
I'm listening.
She tried to buy Babe Ruth's old place, right, Jake?
She's into the baseball history of this sport. She also basically announced that they're leaving Pittsburgh the moment he becomes a free agent, and there's probably three or four markets, Boston, New York, Chicago, maybe Baltimore, because Babe Ruth was born there, that are in play. And if you're the Red Sox, you have more assets to get this done, meaning everyone except for Roman Anthony in your organization. You have the best farm system in baseball, basically. You have more young, ready talent that the cheap that the Pirates like. And on top of that, your ownership includes Tom Warner, right? You know, Tom Warner, TV guy, you know, launched all those TV shows. You have a network that you own. So you have to look at this not only as a short-term investment of how do I build the best top-of-line starting rotation to potentially compete and win a World Series, and you could come in as a wild-card team with Crochet and Skeens and win a World Series that way, just like the Diamondbacks did in 2001,
okay, Jake,
top of your rotation.
Jake,
but
I like the idea. I like the idea. No buts. I like the idea. It's not that. Why is Pittsburgh trading?
No, it's not happening. Like it's a fun name, I guess, to throw out, but it's just not happening. It's not realistic at all. And I get his point about being like, oh, he's going to walk. And so you see this all the time in all sports.
My point is my point.
All right, can't argue with that. No, but like you see this in all sports everywhere where you're like small, especially when it's a phenom guy in a small market, and it goes all the way back to like Shaquille O'Neal in Orlando. You're like, oh crap, like he's going to leave. So you don't want to see these guys leaving free agency. So you want to get something for your guy. You want to get something more than, let's say, Alex Verdugo and Jeter Downs and Connor Wong. You want to get something even more than that. Do you know when Paul Skeens is going to be a free agent?
I literally
do. You know when he's going to be a free agent?
2030.
So he's like, oh, he's going to leave when he's a free agent. If it was next year or even the year after that,
maybe
we're talking about it.
Yeah.
I thought the Angels made a huge mistake not trading Ohtani. They had to have known they weren't going to be able to re-sign him, and they kept him, and they missed the playoffs again. They got nothing for him. All they could do is tell their fans, hey, we tried to get him. If this was his final year in Pittsburgh, then I'm here for every single trade you have. Whatever you have for Paul Skeens, let's do it. He's not a free agent until 2030.
Nope.
So I think that kind of ends the conversation
so,
for me.
Same. Now, he's right. If they outside of Anthony, whatever you want for Paul Skeens, you can have.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, I think.
Love Skeens. Love Skeens.
Anybody else you wouldn't give up?
Roman Anthony would be the one on
Crochet. I mean,
guy.
I don't think they'd be asking for Crochet.
Well, no, they wouldn't pair those guys up.
They wouldn't be asking for anybody expensive. But like in terms of young players, take Meyer, take Campbell, take Bayo, take Duran.
Yeah,
like whatever you guys want. Yeah, I'll do that for Paul Skeens. They're not doing it.
No,
hey, even if Livy Dunn is pissed, she couldn't buy Babe Ruth's apartment.
Do you see she bought his like
it was.
There was that Paul Skeens rookie card that's like a one of one or whatever. She finally like tracked it down. I think she bought it at some like card show for like a ton of money.
Nice.
Yeah.
She's going to be like
collector.
Shine with the Pokemon cards.
That's right.
Same idea.
Yeah, how about that? He's getting all those Pokemons. Getting them all. You know, make it. So if anybody's interested, give Shime a call.
Shime had like boxes on boxes yesterday, all from Santo, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Courtney's husband already had him graded, too. Like, did all the work for him. Like, Shime's got the easy part.
Yeah, seriously.
He's going to cash in on this.
Or he's just going to sit on him, watch him grow.
Or do you think he just throws them in the back of his car and just drives?
Puts them in the spokes of his bike.
Yeah, we just never see him again.
Nice. Yeah. Puts them in the spokes. I had all these graded. Yeah, that's cool. But
I took them out of those cases.
Look at how cool they look.
Look
at
how loud my bike is now.
Like, yeah, it's great. 617-779-7937. You can jump in there. We'll talk to Bradfo at 11:30 right after Trending with Billy Lanny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.